Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nick Wilson and Spencer German cover everything from Ohio State to the biggest college football stories around the nation during their Sons of the Shoe podcast. Sons of the Shoe. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app at 923thefan.com or wherever you get your podcast to make sure you have fresh episodes each week of the college football season. What do we got? Marshall this week. And then I'm hearing, hopefully we'll have a time for the Michigan State game by the end of today. Okay. If not, sometime this afternoon.
Okay. Two games is not enough to make any hard and fast judgments about anything. Browns defense look okay to you?
Yeah, I thought they looked okay yesterday. And they came up with a gigantic play. They came up with a couple of gigantic plays. I thought that goal line stand in the first half was a big deal to hold them
agreed.
To a field goal.
Yep,
and
agreed.
Then the safety was just outstanding. Outstanding.
I love the attack mentality of the defense. I don't like the fact that the Jags needed to get downfield and have a shot to throw it into the end zone, and they got downfield and had a shot to throw it into the end zone.
Yeah, we were only throwing three guys up on the line. All the linebackers were back about 15, 20 yards off the ball. On the word go. I don't know if I love that defense. I don't know. But if you play it straight and get burned, then you got bigger trouble. So I don't, that's that prevent defense, and you just look at it and you're like, oh, you were going to let them get down the field? Okay.
When they lost to the Cowboys 33-17, the Cowboys put up a lot of points, 33 points. There were factors in that game, certainly. Only 13 for Jacksonville. They were horrendous in the first half. And I give the Browns defense a lot of credit for that. I'm not saying it was Jacksonville's defense that was just horrendous or offense that was just horrendous. It was the Browns defense being really pretty good. And I appreciate that. Second half, even though you gave up more yardage, Andy, you only gave up 10 points. That's pretty good. If you can hold a team to something that starts with a one on most weeks, you're going to win a lot of football games. So I have nothing but praise for what the Browns defense did, with the little caveat, man, when you need to just stop them, please just stop them so we don't have a last play. I don't care if there's time left on the clock or not. If it shouldn't have been there or whatever, stop them. Don't let them get downfield and have a chance to throw it into the end zone.
It'd be nice to see them pop a couple of their turnovers. There's been a couple opportunities where guys, and it's funny because you laugh when a defensive back drops a football on an interception. They go, oh, that's why they're not a wide receiver. But I mean, you're flirting with the bottom of the league. You're mid to bottom of the league in takeaways, and so you're hoping for a little bit more than that when you only have two through two games, and other teams are pushing it. But the sack numbers have been great. I mean,
four sacks. Corners are playing corner because most of them can't catch.
Yeah, oh, that's right. He said it. Wow, he said the same thing. That's awesome.
That's what Coach Martz is here for.
Yeah,
make
wow.
us smarter.
Yep. Four sacks yesterday.
Yeah, so seven.
Also added that.
Mike, I'm having trouble with my seven iron.
Yeah, throw it away and use your eight.
Okay, so good. So good.
That's fabulous, isn't it?
We're just chopping it up with a former NFL head coach. No problem.
Chopping it up. Aren't you
guy
hip?
Had nothing to do with Cleveland.
Aren't you just hip?
Chopping it up with him. Somebody said that the other day. They were chopping it up on the field. I can't be cool.
I thought the defense did a really solid job. And, let's stay tuned. They play the Giants this week. The Giants offense is putrid, although they have Malik Nabers.
Who you is love really, that word, man.
I love
you?
The word putrid. Curley said it all the time. So, come on. If it's good enough for Curley and the Three Stooges, it's good enough for us.
Do I need to look up the year reference on there or just go forward? Just go forward, Jeff.
Iconic. There's no year reference on the Stooges. They're just iconic. Todd's in Ward 1. Todd, Stooges, iconic.
Absolutely.
There you go, Andy, enough.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Todd.
And I ain't ashamed that I still laugh at the punchlines before I know they're coming, just like all y'all do, too.
Exactly.
Why doesn't Joe Besser get more love?
Because Joe wasn't very good. Todd, go ahead.
Well, Here's where I am. By the way, Dan, I know you back there, man. If these Jokers lose eight games, we need to make some space for an MLS team. I know you're with me on that.
So, I've been with you for a long time. That's not just Dan. I'll take an MLS team.
Let's go, baby. Okay, let's go.
You, I'm with you. It's fun, man.
But let's move forward.
Take an NWSL team in a minute, too. Let's get cooking.
Moving forward. So, I don't really believe that he earned Coach of the Year last year. I thought the coach from the Texans was the best man for that particular Coach of the Year year. This year, he's got room because they look real mediocre. The talent is much better than mediocre. And if he can get those dudes together, Kevin Stefanski absolutely, unanimously, should be the Coach of the Year. There is no good reason for them to have not scored at least 24 points on Jacksonville. And are y'all with me on this? I held my breath when White got that safety. I watched the gap open up, and I was like, you got to get there. Did y'all hold y'all breath before he hit that dude?
No. All I saw was safety. That's all I was looking at.
You didn't see the four steps before he like got dead aim on him.
I got to go back and break down the all 22 before I can make such an assumption.
Andy.
That's a good coach's answer on everything. I'm not aware of the play. I need to look at the all 22.
I'm here to tell y'all that's saying a lot for me because my vision swings a lot, but I just happened to be seeing clear at that time, and that gap opened up, and right started picking up steam. I was like, get him. All right, later.
Thank you.
See you, Todd. Todd making his cameo for the day. I like that. Daryl's in Solon. Daryl, welcome to the show.
The Three Stooges made it all the way to 1970. Hey, how are you?
Good. I got to mention this because I guess maybe I'm the only one. But that – and everyone wants to pile on Deshaun Watson saying you can't throw that ball. True. But you can't call that play either.
I thought, Daryl, you can't put the ball in the quarterback's hands and not expect him to try and throw the football.
And the call, what he said in the press conference was like, hey, if something opens up, no. Give it to the guy who's used to running with two hands on the ball getting hit by a 300-pound guy. That play had P.J. Walker. Remember that play, P.J. Walker? It was kind of like the same play. He, you know, bellied out. Only he threw it in the end zone and it almost got intercepted. That I'm watching the game with a group of my friends, and one of my friends says, don't get cute. And I'm like, oh, it's no way. Just give it to the running back. And sure enough, when I saw him belly out, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Come on. You can't do that.
Well, they did, and luckily they survived, Daryl, because it was
– Yes. And then Kevin blames Deshaun. I told him not to do that. No. Come on, man.
Although you're paying the guy a lot of money to be the number one guy, and quarterbacks know that they shouldn't throw the ball in certain situations.
I understand that. But, I mean, honestly, if you know, me and you and Andy, we're nowhere near coaching, but – hey, we've all played a coach a time or two, and we spent the night at a Holiday Inn.
True.
You don't call that.
I actually played a coach in LeBron's movie.
Well, see, there you go.
You got to see my back.
Ding!
It was very exciting.
Daryl, thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
There's Daryl and Solon.
Thank you. I was talking to Jamal White about the end of game, two-minute drill, stuff
ding!
Like that.
I thought you were talking about your fine movie career.
No, the back of my head. It was really exciting to see that. It was fantastic.
I've seen it. It's not that exciting.
We were – my hair looked good, though. That was all that mattered.
Oh, you got that.
That's true. I could say something. I'm not going to.
I don't have hair.
So we were
there,
just talking
there
about –
there you go, Andy.
He kept saying
set
that – no, I didn't say – well, why would you rip yourself, Jeff?
That's not
why
ripping.
Why would you be so mean to yourself? I'm never
– you're being mean to God. It wasn't my choice.
Jeff, I would never ridicule the follicly challenge. That's not very nice. It's inappropriate.
Thanks.
And it's rude. Anyway,
to be young and dumb.
Man.
And have hair.
Jamel said yesterday, we were talking about two-minute drives at the end, right? Killing me. And he said that when he was with Bruce Arians just had this thing where he would call five plays at once, and then if there had to be anything more than a fifth play, if they didn't have any timeouts, it was totally on the quarterback. Everything was on the quarterback. It was fascinating.
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 Fascinating. Henry's in Akron. Henry's always fascinating. Hi, Henry.
Henry.
Clear to y'all. You never talk about all those penalties that the Browns have.
We totally did. I did in the beginning. I said The other day I said the Browns won't have 11 penalties, and will they end up with 13 for 100 yards? Henry, you are right. You are the smartest caller of the day right now. Keep going.
No, I'm still not finished yet.
I'm waiting for you.
He's so unhinged. The team is unhinged because of Kevin Stefanski. And then you're talking about Amari Cooper. They should have cut his dumb A. They should have cut him. They don't need nobody like that. They can't catch the damn ball.
You know, he was the leading pass receiver last year for this team.
That don't make a difference.
Nah,
we want to see production. If he's dropping the balls, he needs to go. And his family. Point blank.
Oh, and his family. Wow.
They like it here in Northeast Ohio,
man.
Henry.
I don't care if they like it. He needs to go.
They're spending a lot of money in our economy. They're helping us make money.
His taxes alone, Henry, take care of a couple of streets.
They have a problem with scouting. They don't even know how to evaluate talent. Look at Newsom. He got beat for a 60-something-yard bomb. The dude didn't even turn around and look at the ball. He needs to go. They need to just gut that whole damn organization.
How about Myles Garrett? What do you think? Get rid of Myles Garrett, too?
Maybe. Then how many sacks did he get?
One.
Thomas, he should have got 3 or 4 sacks in that game, right?
Yeah.
But he didn't.
Maybe he's losing a step.
Henry, anything else? As long as you're rolling, we're going to let you roll.
You are the epitome of a Browns Therapy Monday. Keep going, Henry. Keep going.
The point I'm trying to make is they don't know how to evaluate enough damn talent. That's the problem. They're a fucking cancerous-ass team.
All right, Henry.
You were so close.
See, you took it too far, Henry.
So close.
It's just not what we do here at the fan.
Such a disappointment.
It really was, wasn't it, Andy?
Potty mouth.
That's not what
you don't
you
even
want.
Get the chance to hear it.
No.
I feel bad for the listeners because I thought it was. I like the emotion of the phone call, but then in the end, so sad.
Amari Cooper has 7 1,000-yard seasons in his career, including in 4 of the last 5. More than that.
You sound depressed about
5 out of the last 6. Well, you know why I am a little depressed? I think he might hit that 30 wall. Not convinced of it. Not convinced of it.
He just needs
and
a couple
I like
of
him.
Catches.
I think he's a terrific player. But you know, there might be a reason that the Browns haven't extended him. Maybe there was a reason that there were trade talks for Brandon Ayuk.
Okay. I'll buy into all that. You need to upgrade your team. That's the key.
That's about it. Number to join us is 216-474-0092. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up this hour right here on Baskin and Phelps, hopefully in about 15 minutes. I'm anxious to hear what he has to say about a number of things. He touched on things in his postgame.
He didn't. I mean, I listened to him talk to the team. You know, they send out that little, the victory speech afterwards. And then I heard the press conference, and I was like, I don't know that he was super happy about the way things went down. Sometimes he's hard to gauge anyway, but I didn't feel like – I feel like he saw the same game we saw, and there's a lot to improve on, a lot. So, but a win's a win. You can't take it for granted.
That's without question. Jim is with us. Jim in Strongsville?
Hello, Jim.
I'm in Concord.
Oh, hi, Concord. Oh,
wow. It's all right. Jeff, I usually agree with you, like, all the time, but I'm amazed we're far apart on that pass that Deshaun made. That was a perfect call. Fake it up the middle. They think you're going to run the ball. Quarterback, that guy isn't open on the bootleg. You eat that ball. You're a veteran. You
got to
eat
question.
That ball. You know, and it's on the quarterback. It's not on Stefanski. That was a good call. So, but you guys are doing great. I love you guys.
Jim, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
He's from Concord, but did you say he was in Mentor? Is that what you said?
No, I thought it was Jim in Strongsville, but it was Jim in Concord.
Okay, sorry.
Jim, I apologize.
I know sometimes people get like kind of feisty about where they live. Have you ever noticed that around here? Sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes.
Like Concord I would think out, like whatever you do, if you know someone from Mayfield Village, Mayfield Heights, or Mayfield, get it right. Because they get very antsy about when you say you're from the wrong part of Mayfield.
Talking about that play that Jim just mentioned.
Baker Mayfield or another Mayfield?
That Jim just mentioned, that play that we were just talking about where Deshaun Stefanski called a pass and said, if it's not open, just go ahead and take the sack. If you put the ball in the quarterback's hand.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You run the slight risk of a guy throwing a pass. I mean, that's just what quarterbacks do.
Yeah, but
that's,
if you're a coach that, and you'd
hold,
say...
Hold on, let me finish.
Go ahead. Okay, I'm listening.
That said, if you tell the guy that, that's what you should expect to have happen. I'm with you on that.
Okay.
But if you wanted to absolutely make sure, you just run the ball and you eat the clock.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, you can put the game away with a first down, or you can pretty much put the game away with, you know, a run and eat that clock. So I get it. Jim, you're right. No way Deshaun should have allowed himself to throw an incomplete pass. But when you put the ball in the quarterback's hands and don't tell him to hand it off, you run the risk of a quarterback throwing a pass.
There was absolutely nothing 1,000% about the way he threw the ball either.
No.
You could see if someone was standing there wide open, okay, maybe. But again, I think it's on the coach for making sure that, I don't know. Is it on the coach or is it on the quarterback?
If I'm blaming somebody, I'm blaming the quarterback 2/3 of it and the coach 1/3 of it.
Yeah.
Okay, if you really wanted to make sure that he didn't throw a pass, then don't call a pass.
Right. Or make sure you tell him, don't pass.
Well, but he did that. That's why if you want to make sure you don't throw a pass, you don't call the pass. But you're paying the guy a lot of money.
You would think a player would know the situation, right?
But you might get, if you go back, maybe you get hit, maybe you fumble. There are all kinds of things that can happen when you put the quarterback in a position to throw the football.
It made it a game. It didn't have to be one at that point.
Mainly it's Deshaun's fault. If you wanted to make sure, you call a run.
True.
I mean, I was just going to say, that explanation is the equivalent of going like, well, you got into a car accident. That's 2/3 on you and 1/3 on the BMV.
All right, well, go ahead. Blame Deshaun. Go ahead.
I do. Okay. I'm sorry. Don't throw the ball. You should know situation. You should know time. Don't throw the ball.
I agree with you. But if you wanted to make sure he didn't throw the ball, call a run. Sorry.
Has Deshaun Watson
shown you anything in the 2+ years he's been here to instill you with the confidence to put the game in his hands?
Then call a run.
Boys, did you enjoy looking at the scoreboard at the end of the game?
No, why are you arguing? I didn't get
You called a pass play.
I didn't get a chance to look at the scoreboard.
If you didn't want him to perhaps throw the dang ball, call a run. Mainly it's Deshaun's fault. But you called a pass play.
You're hoping that the $231 million man gets it right and doesn't do what he did at the end.
He didn't have the one. He had 230. Dak was 231.
I don't care. I gave him an extra dollar to even things out.
Yeah, what'd that do for the Saints? Allowed them to kick Dak's butt.
That's right.
Look, there's no question Deshaun Watson made the wrong play. If you didn't want to run the risk, call a run. That's all I'll say. It's Deshaun's fault. Most of it. But if you didn't want him to perhaps throw the football.
You're being very territorial on this.
Hey, want to go Woody Hayes? What happens when
you win with people?
What? No, that's
three
not
yards
Woody
in a
Hayes.
Cloud of dust.
Woody Hayes.
Bad
is
things happen when you throw the ball.
Well, several bad things could
close?
Happen.
All right, I'm just trying to. What would Hop Cassidy do? Is that what you're asking?
You run sweep right until they figure it out, then you run sweep left.
Stefanski's press conference is coming up momentarily. By God, I hope somebody asks him about that play again.
What's he going to say that's different than yesterday?
I don't know. You tell me. That's why I want him to ask.
Yeah, Jeff, we put the play call out there for our offense in an attempt to succeed, and we thought we could see a matchup.
Succeed.
You know, there's 11 guys out there, and
Andy,
we can't blame it on one.
It's his gig. Don't do it. It's
his gig.
And when they all pull in the same direction, Jeff, we really believe our chances of success rise exponentially.
Exponentially is a great word, too.
You guys are killing me today. Dying. It is a Browns Therapy Monday. We should not be yelling at each other. We should be getting things off our chest.
I'm just saying.
In a communicative tone.
Yes, your quarterback.
Should be able to talk to each other.
Your quarterback was supposed to take a sack there. I've seen very little. In 2+ years, it would make me think, yep, I'm going to put the ball into Sean's hands and have him make the decision to wrap up this game.
Or even take a knee. I think they even told him to take the knee.
I agree, except for one thing. You called the pass play, and has he instilled you with the confidence to think, by God, we've got Aaron Rodgers out there in his prime?
But if you want to go where you want to go this season, those are the kind of plays that burn you when you execute them incorrectly.
Well, no kidding, Dan.
Right. And
no
so
kidding.
You need to instill.
Which is why you call the run.
He is belittling you. He really is. He's saying, step down.
Oh. He is. Oh, I'm aware.
You've been
Trust
belittled.
Me. Trust me. I don't know why I talk to this man most days, but yet here we are.
I'm so easy to deal with. You guys don't know how lucky you have it.
You just explained everything in one sentence. Everything in one sentence.
Hi, I'm Jeff Phelps, and I'm a delight.
Whatever you do, do not say $231 million again. Just say 230.
That was Kevin Stefanski. His press conference brought to us on Zoom.
Jeff Phelps, go.
Sad news about David Bell.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's your guy. He got let go. He actually was contributing yesterday, getting an opportunity, doing a nice job.
Oh, wait, they actually got him the ball? Oh, yeah, they did.
And he is probably out for the year, according to Kevin, hip injury.
Yeah, that's not fun.
And surgery. That's not good. And sorry, as a football player, you don't want hip injuries. You can ask Bo Jackson about that.
No, that's true. Good point. Yeah, I'm kind of bummed about him. I was like, all right, they got him into the game. I was excited. And then all of a sudden, I was like, oh, man, he's
out of the game.
It's a fickle game, man. Sometimes your number gets called.
Well, I will tell you the guy that I've wanted to see for an extended period of time is Cedric Tillman.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised to see David Bell get looks yesterday ahead of Cedric Tillman.
Yeah, but is that... You know, is that just the quarterback finding the open
perhaps.
Receiver?
Yeah, perhaps. I would hope. My hope is Cedric Tillman is a guy who can make some big plays for this offense, and I think this offense needs somebody who can make some big plays. You know, so far through two games, small sample size, Elijah Moore is averaging under 6 yards a catch. We saw him yesterday, but sorry, you want your receivers, whether they're in the slot or whether they're out wide, to average something that resembles double figures, Andy, not six. Jerry Jeudy looks like he's been a nice addition so far.
Yeah.
But I think Jerry is a nice addition as your key number two guy if you're going to stack him up behind Amari Cooper. And so far it hasn't clicked with Amari and Deshaun Watson. And Kevin did not go too in-depth on that. Yeah, they'll figure it out.
The drop catch by Amari and the...
2 weeks in a row for
and
Amari.
The kick,
tough drive.
And the kickoff that they had the chance to get the ball where Hopkins went over the 50-yard line. That's just, those are two plays that can completely change the game, right? Completely.
Well, yeah.
You're talking about a potential of 14 points.
There were several of those yesterday, and they all went the Browns' way.
Yeah, they did. That's true. And
so that was fortunate.
And Jacksonville was, reeling from the last week where they had the opportunity to – but then they fumbled inside the red zone. And Jacksonville could be 2-0, but they're not. They are what the record says.
Thus, why it's tough to win in the NFL, right?
Yep.
Nate's in West Salem. Hi, Nate.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hey, back to the – I think we were at like 2/3 percentage on Deshaun Watson's not throwing the pass and then – the other third of the percent went to Coach Stefanski, and I have to disagree on those percentages. It's 100% on the offensive coordinator to not call a run play there to kill the clock.
And Kevin calls the plays.
Well, let's be honest on who's calling the plays. He's the offensive coordinator. I mean, why even pay the salary? I'd rather just get, free peanuts or something for the salary for Dorsey. He isn't doing anything. Of course Kevin's calling the plays.
Yeah, we know that. Everybody knows that. I'm a little confused on where you, You're upset at Jeff's right. He shouldn't have put the ball in his hands to have the opportunity to throw. I'll leave it at that.
And he's done it. And the way we know that it's on Stefanski is for years we've been saying, hey, you got to kill the clock at the end of the game by running the ball when you have a lead. So this is not a new problem. This is a known problem. He doesn't know what to do at the end of the game to kill the clock. That's it, guys. Thanks.
All right, Nate.
Or he was trying to get tricky and trying to just make sure they had it. They would have been able to kill the clock if they would have completed the pass and got the first down. I mean, that was the intent of the play, was it not?
Well, yes, it was.
Okay. You know, when plays go sideways, everyone's an idiot. When a play ends up in your favor, oh, my God, it's a genius.
Yes.
They won the game. I mean, we're sitting here, everyone's mad about the one play.
Everybody's looking down the road. I'm not mad about the play. It didn't go well.
We've had quite a few people that have called in that have been.
I don't know. You yelled at me.
Very upset. Yes, and you belittled Menegan.
Oh no, I didn't. Yeah. How could I belittle him on just an opinion?
I had
on
to
sports.
Console him in the hallway. I
mean, we talk about sports for a living.
We had to hug it out.
Yeah, I mean, I had to talk him off the ledge. You know, you don't understand the damage you're doing, bully.
I had to get a hug from Poobah, and I didn't like it.
Yeah, that's weird stuff.
I can imagine that.
It's kind of weird. I felt awkward. I was like, is this happening at work?
Really?
I don't know, but it was funny while it lasted. What else did we learn from Kevin there? I don't know that we learned a whole lot.
Wow. Gee, Andy, I'm stunned to agree with you on that.
The gritty. It was gritty.
It was gritty.
They did the gritty. Deshaun and Amari not clicking. It'll happen. It'll just kind of take your time.
Trending appropriately.
Yeah, Miles is going to be living with an injury for the whole season. David Bell has to have surgery. What else did we learn?
If David Bell, maybe we're going to see Jamari Thrash.
Yeah, I'd like to see some more Jamari. You know what? All right, now that David's hurt, I will be on the Jamari Thrash bandwagon. Come on, there's room.
There's plenty of room.
Plenty of room. Come on, I'll be the first one.
I thought he did a nice job in the preseason, which is meaningless except for making the team.
So he's got some zip, man.
Yeah, well, hopefully. Hopefully that's the case.
He's got a great
name.
The
passing game doesn't have much zip right now.
No,
let's be honest about that.
Way to get us back on track.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Well done.
You're going up against a Giants team that didn't allow a touchdown yesterday. This coming week. Of course, they allowed 7 field goals to Austin Seibert.
Former friend of the show.
Yeah. Draft a kicker. 7 teams later, he sticks.
Let me give you Jeff's line every time. That's why you don't draft a kicker. But if he hits 7 field goals, is that why you draft a kicker?
The Commanders went from one Browns drafted kicker who didn't work here to another Browns drafted kicker who didn't work here. And he went 7 for 7 yesterday. Good for him. That's wonderful. Isn't that great?
Was there a touchdown? The Giants 6-6. And then, I don't know, did they throw a touchdown? I got to look at the box score. I'm looking.
Giants actually throw touchdowns.
Yeah, I'm looking, and they missed the extra point.
Malik Nabers is going to be a handful. He looks like a good young wide receiver. Like that. So we'll see. And Daniel Jones was better yesterday.
It'd be nice to see a complete game at home next week, wouldn't it? I think that would make the fans very happy.
Well,
I forgot. Is the Hammer coming back next week? Two?
Yes.
Jamie Gillen, yeah.
Yeah, they lost their kicker yesterday, and that was a problem. Giants probably could have won the game, but Graham Gano was out with an injury.
Yeah, that's how they missed the extra point. Okay, that's right. All right.
So that wasn't good. Otherwise, they might have won the game. Andy.
Jeff.
Works with him pregame. Tyvus Powell. I work with him postgame. Tyvus Powell.
True.
Browns Radio Network. Former Bedford Bearcat, Ohio State Buckeye, Seattle Seahawks, San Francisco 49er.
Don't forget his CFL days.
Well, they didn't last long. He didn't stay in Canada very long.
It doesn't matter.
He wanted to work with us.
Jeff.
He was with a lot of other teams, too. Tyvus has quite the resume.
Yes, he does.
He's joining us next on Baskin and Phelps.